This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Ecuador study reveals triple burden of malnutrition affecting 73% of children. A comprehensive population survey in Ecuador reveals that nearly three-quarters of children experience overlapping forms of malnutrition, with the highest burden concentrated among indigenous children and those from the poorest households. The study, published in the Lancet Regional Health Americas, demonstrates how undernutrition, anemia, and overweight cluster within the same communities and even the same children. 73.3% of Ecuadorian children under 5 experience at least one form of malnutrition. Triple burden of malnutrition by ethnicity in Ecuador. Percentage of children under 5 affected by each condition. 2024 indigenous stunting 42.8%. Indigenous anemia 36.5%, white anemia 28.2%, indigenous overweight 9.8%, white overweight 8.9%. Source: The Lancet Regional Health Americas 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Indigenous children face highest malnutrition burden. The research, led by Dr. Wilma Freire from the Universidad San Francisco de Quito, analyzed data from Ecuador's 2018 National Health and Nutrition Survey, covering 8,864 children under 5 years of age. Indigenous children experience the most severe burden, with 42.8% affected by stunting, compared to 18.1% among white children, according to the population survey findings. The study reveals striking disparities across ethnic groups, with anemia affecting 36.5% of indigenous children versus 28.2% of white children. These patterns reflect what the researchers term structural inequities deeply embedded in Ecuador's social and economic systems. The global health category on GMJ News tracks similar malnutrition patterns across Latin America. Most concerning is the clustering effect. Children experiencing one form of malnutrition are significantly more likely to experience others. The research shows that 15.6% of indigenous children suffer from multiple overlapping conditions simultaneously, creating what public health experts call a triple burden. Geographic clustering reveals systematic inequalities. Spatial analysis revealed that malnutrition burdens cluster in specific geographic regions, particularly in Ecuador's mountainous provinces with high indigenous populations. The study used advanced spatial statistics to demonstrate that these patterns are not random, but reflect systematic disadvantages in healthcare access, food security, and poverty reduction programs. According to the World Health Organization, malnutrition affects 149 million children globally under age 5 through stunting alone. Ecuador's findings contribute to mounting evidence that traditional approaches focusing on single nutritional deficiencies miss the interconnected nature of childhood malnutrition. The researchers emphasize that addressing Ecuador's malnutrition crisis requires what they term triple duty actions, integrated interventions that simultaneously tackle undernutrition, anemia, and overweight rather than treating each condition separately. This approach aligns with emerging health policy frameworks across Latin America. Early childhood emerges as a critical intervention window. The study identifies the first 24 months of life as the most critical period, when malnutrition patterns become established and often persist throughout childhood. Children aged 6 to 23 months showed the highest prevalence of stunting at 28.4%, compared to 21.3% in children aged 24 to 59 months, according to the survey data published in the Lancet Regional Health Americas. Dr. Freire's team found that household poverty strongly predicts malnutrition risk, with children in the poorest quintile experiencing stunting rates of 35.2% compared to 11.8% in the wealthiest quintile. This 23.4 percentage point gap highlights how economic inequality directly translates into nutritional inequality during critical developmental periods. The findings support targeted early intervention strategies, particularly in indigenous communities and impoverished households. The researchers recommend that Ecuador's Ministry of Public Health prioritize the 0 to 24 month age window for intensive nutritional support programs, which could prevent the establishment of lifelong malnutrition patterns. Implications for Latin American nutrition policy. Ecuador's triple burden pattern reflects broader challenges across Latin America, where countries experience simultaneous epidemics of undernutrition and overweight. The study's methodology provides a replicable framework for other nations to assess their own malnutrition clustering patterns and design targeted interventions. The research contributes to growing evidence that malnutrition is fundamentally a manifestation of social inequality rather than simply a medical condition. The authors call for upstream interventions addressing poverty, discrimination, and healthcare access, alongside traditional nutritional supplementation programs. These findings align with recent UNICEF recommendations for integrated nutrition programming that addresses multiple forms of malnutrition simultaneously. The approach could inform policy development across Latin America, where similar ethnic and economic disparities drive malnutrition patterns. Children experiencing one form of malnutrition are significantly more likely to experience others, with 15.6% of indigenous children suffering from multiple overlapping conditions simultaneously. Dr. Wilma Freire, Universidad San Francisco de Quito, The Lancet Regional Health Americas, 2024. Key takeaways: 73.3% of Ecuadorian children under 5 experience at least one form of malnutrition, with indigenous children facing the highest burden. Stunting affects 42.8% of indigenous children compared to 18.1% of white children, highlighting severe ethnic disparities. Children aged 6 to 23 months show the highest vulnerability, making early intervention critical for prevention. Geographic clustering in mountainous provinces reveals systematic inequalities requiring targeted regional strategies. Frequently asked questions. What is the triple burden of malnutrition? The triple burden refers to the coexistence of undernutrition, stunting, wasting, micronutrient deficiencies, especially anemia, and overweight or obesity within the same populations or individuals. This pattern reflects complex interactions between poverty, food insecurity, and changing dietary patterns. Why are indigenous children most affected by malnutrition in Ecuador? Indigenous children face multiple disadvantages, including geographic isolation, language barriers in healthcare, discrimination, lower household incomes, and limited access to diverse nutritious foods. The study found 42.8% of indigenous children experience stunting compared to 18.1% of white children. What are triple duty actions for addressing malnutrition? Triple duty actions are integrated interventions that simultaneously address undernutrition, micronutrient deficiencies, and overweight rather than treating each condition separately. Examples include promoting breastfeeding, improving diet quality, and ensuring food security through coordinated programs. The Ecuador study provides a roadmap for other Latin American countries to assess and address their malnutrition challenges through integrated, equity-focused approaches. As the region continues to grapple with persistent inequalities, the research demonstrates that effective nutrition policy must tackle the root causes of malnutrition rather than simply treating its symptoms. The findings emphasize that achieving nutritional equity requires addressing broader social determinants of health, particularly for marginalized indigenous communities. Source: Patterns of the Triple Burden of Childhood Malnutrition in Ecuador by Age, Sex, Ethnicity, and Poverty, a Cross-Sectional Population Survey.